following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I've been trying to figure something out. There is an online phenomenon. Well, let me put it this way. There is a story, actually a photo, both really, a story and accompanying photo that have gone viral in the past few days, probably one of the most viewed photos on the web. No, it is not Michael Sam kissing his boyfriend, although that one is way up there. By the way, have you seen that two more athletes now coming under fire because they don't think ESPN should have shown that video ad nauseum? That they still don't think it's appropriate, these two athletes, and this is not the Dolphins player, they don't think it's appropriate that ESPN showed something when young children were watching. Is it, it's a fascinating question. Is it now, are the thought police going to criticize you if you say that it's inappropriate for two men to be kissing when young children can see it? Or now, do you just have to, at age 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, explain, well, though that's perfectly normal, there's a percentage of the population that does that, and you just have to understand that. Or as a parent, are you able to say to young children or be able to wish that you don't have to say anything to young children and that you don't have to expose them to that or have them exposed to it at that age? But as Bill Maher dubbed it, the gay mafia is in full force. Any criticism you make of Michael Sam right now, you are Bull Connor back in the 1950s. But more on that perhaps later. There's another photo that is just lighting up the internet. And that it is, and that it's getting the media coverage that it is, I find fascinating. Jason, do you know which one I'm referring to? You have no idea. I'll bet you you've seen it, though. You don't think so. I'll bet you you have. I'll give you one clue. Holding hands. Holding hands. That doesn't do it for you, huh? Boy, you may have actually not seen this one. Two. Ah, you got it, because you peeked over here. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. The twins born C-section that were born holding hands. A cool picture. By the way, they are also a rarity. They were in the same amniotic sac, which means that they divided into two embryos, I think, after 8 days of fertilization. It's rare. It's quite rare. Here's what I find fascinating about this. Actually, a listener did a really good job of this for me. He did a screenshot of the Green Bay Press Gazette website. And one of the headlines they have right above, they've got their rotating video. And the video that was rotating through at that moment was of these babies being born holding hands. Right above it is a headline, pro-choice group all in for Burke in Wisconsin governor's race. How is that for a little irony, huh? But that is where I find it fascinating that the media love this story. And they have. They're all over it. You know, to me, there's one possibility here. That some of the media realized, oh, that clump of tissue in there is actually a human being. Oh, really? You mean they could actually hold hands just like humans do, huh? That's almost the fascination. That the media is like, what the hell? It's babies in there? Nobody told me that. That almost seems to be the response from the media. Really? You mean that little hand can grasp another hand? Really? Well, hell, I didn't even know they had hands. I think in being fascinated with this, the media is actually embarrassing itself. Now, there are other people who find the beauty in it. That, yeah, they are actually in the same, they shared a placenta, shared the same amniotic sac. Very, you know, that's very rare. And bonded in a way that you can't imagine. I have a feeling these twins are going to be very, very close. I mean, twins usually are. But, I mean, biologically, I think there's even something else going on here. But that photo has just, here's the way the tease to the video at the Gannett Media site reported it. Newborn twin girls in Akron are defying the odds and capturing hearts around the world. A picture of them holding hands at birth is going viral, dot, dot, dot. I want you to think about that. Why is this photo cutting across ideological lines when it comes to the abortion issue? Those who would have happily aborted those babies are feeling the same thing those of us who would never abort a baby feel. Why? I'm not saying I necessarily have the answer, but I think it is a fascinating question. By the way, they are Jillian and Jenna. They were removed from ventilators Sunday afternoon after they were able to breathe comfortably. They were born Friday at Akron General Medical Center, grasping each other's hands when doctors lifted them up for their parents to see after the delivery. And, you know, they're very young children. I believe they were born C-section. This doesn't say that, but I thought another story. They had to be. If they were grasping hands that way, they had to be born C-section. But I find it fascinating that the reaction here is, oh, now it is for me. But the media is just all over this story. The same pro-abortion media that doesn't understand that when you terminate a pregnancy, those are the precious little lives you're ending. This never fails to fascinate and to some degree shock me that those who are okay even with late-term abortions, you know, not 36, I think they were, what, 30? Well, they were early. I just can't remember how early they were. They were 30. I had it here. Let's see. I can't find it, Jason. It's either 34 or 36 weeks. And I just don't remember right now. Now, granted, you're not talking late term that late. But you are talking sometimes 25 weeks. And it's at 25 weeks where they started getting in, you know, intensive prenatal care. Those who accept abortion don't seem to understand those are the lives that you're snuffing out. Yeah, but see, that's different, though, because, you know, that they're tiny then and they're not that. Have you really convinced yourself of that? Have you really? And I'm not even talking about an embryo here. I'm talking about a baby. I'm talking about the babies Kermit Gosnell killed. A lot of those babies get killed all the time in abortion, you know. Don't delude yourself on that. This is the same issue that some conservatives feel it's time to just run away from. I think the way the world has responded to that picture speaks not 1,000 words, but 1,000,000 words. That's what I believe. What has captured the world is hand-holding. Look, even if their hands grasped by random, which likely would happen, or they just one You know, what it proves is 33 weeks. I knew it was close. 33 weeks. Thank you, Jason. But what it shows is those hands are functional and they're reaching out for things. They're human beings. There are people who think it's not a human being until it's born. Barbara Boxer said that. It's a human being once you take it home. And they say conservatives say stupid things. If you support abortion, and you looked at that picture and went, "Oh," do you have any idea what a flaming hypocrite you are? Do you have any idea how clueless you are? Do you have any idea how self-contradictory that is? As long as they were born, then it's precious. But if the mother had wanted to end those lives, you would have been okay with that. How the hell do you sleep at night? Really? How do you? If you hold that belief system, that you can look at that picture because that mother and that father wanted those babies, well, then it's, aww. But if the parents wanted to discard them as trash, you would have been okay with that too. How can you have it both ways? And I think the viral popularity of this photo illustrates that rank hypocrisy and the out-of-sight, out-of-mind fantasy that allows the pro-abortion camp to sleep at night. And what's happened is they're going, oh, well, I'm here to burst their bubble. Because under your belief system, these are the same babies that could show up in a Missionaries to the Preborn picture that's displayed publicly that you don't want to see, that you think is disgusting, and you can't believe a group would do that. It's the same babies. So, yes, I think this is a fantastic photo. But I also don't have this bizarre split personality when it comes to this issue. Jason says, photo of the year candidate. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, in 5 minutes, more on the pro-choice, pro-abortion Democratic group that says it's going to spend a lot of money on the governor's race. And I'm going to admit recently I was wrong about something, even though you probably didn't hear me say it. We'll get to that in 5 minutes. It's 9:19.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.